So Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Lama Dalet of Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the incident of Ma'isa Ba'adim Echad Shlohoyu Bonim Noigin Kashura, Amad B'chasav Nachasav L'Yonis and Benaziel. There was a person whose sons did not act appropriately, and he assigned his entire estate to Yonis and Benaziel. The greatness of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh and Torah, as well as his vast knowledge. The Mishnah Salocha Ba'imr Zeh B'ni Neman. If a person states that plainly so-and-so is my son, he is believed. However, Ze'achi Eina Neman, if he testifies that plainly is my brother, he's not believed. As the Gemara explains, this halacha applies in two areas, regarding the Yerushay, to receive portion of the inheritance, and regarding Yibum, if a person dies with no children, the widow is obligated to marry his brother. The machlik is regarding Baal Shah Megirashtias Ishti, whether or not a person is believed to claim that he divorced his wife, thereby removing the Yibum obligation from her. The distinction in Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, Kalama Freya Kalaba, regarding the past he's not believed, but regarding the future he is believed. The machlik is regarding Pagin and Dibura, whether a single statement can be divided into its separate components to allow each one to be effective individually, as in the case of Amalama Freya, Mao Lehemnu Lahaba. If a person testified that he previously divorced his wife, does Beznik accept his claim regarding future matters?